Good evening, everyone, and welcome. We have looks like two new members tonight. Members, there's no membership, but two new guests who hopefully won't be guests. They won't be guests. They'll become regulars, which is nice because a couple people are missing tonight. We welcome Zevi Turk, who's here tonight, who recently moved in town. If you haven't had a chance to meet him, this is a good opportunity to do so afterwards. And Mrs. Evelyn Berg, who's here as well. I'm sure she's here just because what else would you want to be doing on a Thursday night? She heard there was good beer, maybe. And also, the Bergs generously sponsored tonight's cheer in memory of Evelyn's father, Max Jacob Yechiel ben Nasan, Zichrono Levracha, as Neshama should have an aliyah. I never had. How many years ago did he pass away?
40.
Well, so I never had a chance to meet him, obviously.
I barely did myself.
But certainly knowing the Bergs before I moved to town from TABC, and having had many opportunities to speak with your husband and your children and your grandchildren, I'm sure he was a really amazing person, and hopefully the learning tonight will bring an Eloi to his neshama. Please continue eating while we're learning. This year, I think we'll end up being three, four, maybe five, a five-part series. This is really part one, but I don't think we'll get to everything tonight. People had asked me numerous times about sitting and standing, why we sit for some parts of davening and stand for some parts. Now, Jews in general are not in the best of shapes, so it is nice when you're davening to get up, get down, doing some squats, but that's obviously not what it is. It seems somewhat random why we stand when we stand, so I like to go through different areas at different times in our davening where we specifically stand or maybe specifically sit. We're going to start with Baruch Shemar, and tonight try to tackle Baruch Shemar, Mizmor Lesoda, Vayavarech David, Az Yashir, Yishtabach. Maybe get to Lecha Dodi, the whole Lecha Dodi, the last stanza of Lecha Dodi, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, some people stand. I don't know, we'll get to that tonight. And then there's really a lot more. There's Tachanun sitting and Vuhurachum standing and Chazar Sashatz and Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Salber told me today that Rabbi Busell in Yeshiva, in RJJ, stands for Kedusha of Uvalat Zion, which I looked into that. There's a ton, and we'll try to go, we'll see what we get to tonight, and we'll continue another week. I do have to mention one follow-up point from last week. The last shiur we had was bowing. And Mayor Berg asked the question, what about in the Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, Bein Sheva, Friday night, Vayichulu, for those who daven for the Amud. So really, Friday night, when you daven for the Amud, when you say after Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, which is like a mini Shmoneh Esrei, you have to bow down. That was Mayor's question. I looked into it, and I didn't see anyone who discussed it. Jonathan Teitelbaum told me in the Aguda, there's a, in their sitter on the Bima, someone wrote in, bow here. What? It happened to be, I was there for Minchar Marv that next Sunday, so I walk up to the Bima, I don't want the Yamud, and it has a piece of cardboard taped in with an arrow, Shliach Sibur should bow here in the Friday night davening. I asked around that no, so I emailed the Rav Drucker, and Rav Drucker wrote back that the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah quotes a long discussion how to understand that bracha. Is it really a mini Shmoneh Esrei? Do you take the three steps back? Do you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach? So the consensus is not to do either of those. But there's a discussion about bowing down. He went through the sources. It seemed like he thought you should bow down. I'm not one to argue on him. I looked at the tshuva of the Betzalel Chachma, and the tshuva tzitz Eliezer, where it sounded like if that's not your minhag, you shouldn't, but if that's your minhag, it's okay. Rabbi Drucker then told me that when he was the first rabbi of the Aguda, they allowed him, the second rabbi of the Aguda?
Rabbi Kurzweil passed away before he came.
Before who came?
He was like from Rabbi Kurzweil, I think, right?
Right. There was someone who was, Rabbi Kurzweil, Rabbi Shalom, was supposed to be the rabbi, but he was nifter before he actually.
So Rabbi Drucker said he was given the ability to create the minhag in the shul. And he said in his yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, growing up, they bowed in that bracha. That was very interesting, and I thank you for that question because it led to a lot of nice conversations. So we sit, we stand for different parts of davening. So let's start. I want to start showing you that there's opposite extremes and different minhagim on this topic. If you look in the first source, we'll see some of the things he quoted in a minute. In a sitter called Slusa de Avraham, he writes, Kasva poskim, shetzarech la'amod ba'amiras baruch shemar, uvivarech David uvishtavach. That's actually the three that's in Shulchan Aruch. Baruch shemar, vayivarech David uvishtavach. Umizohar mashma, shekol psukit azimra, vishiros vishishpachos, tzarech la'amod. The Zohar writes that, or from the Zohar, it's implied that you should stand for all psukim of Zimra. Why? The Kemo Shamar David HaMelech Alva Shalom Akum Lehodos Lecha. So psukim of Zimra is all about Hodah, praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're singing God's praises in psukim of Zimra. So Akum Lehodos Lecha. So I stand up to praise you. So from the Zohar, a person should stand for all of psukim of Zimra and others say the same thing. On the opposite extreme, if you take a look in source 3, is the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasam, a footnote in the middle of the first line, he writes, Achein legra, but according to the gra, mutter lasheves b'chol psukei d'zimra, v'af b'baruch shamar. The gra, on the opposite extreme, said you don't have to stand, you can actually sit even for baruch shamar and yishtavach. Now, I don't think, does anyone here stand for all psukim of Zimra? No, sometimes you're tired and it's the way to avoid falling asleep. Or there's no room. But I think most people most people probably do what we're going to see in a little bit in the Lacha. I don't know anyone who bedafka sits the whole time, nor do I know anyone who bedafka stands the whole time. My Drucker stands for all psukim of Zimra. Is that easy to get congregants to do things? Just do them and they'll follow? That was an alley-oop. Interesting. Okay, I should start speaking more. Okay, but we have a middle ground and we stand for different parts. Let's take a look. In source 4, Shulchan Aruch says, V'nagu la'amod k'sh'omrim baruch shemar v'yivarech David v'yishtabach. There's a minhag. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, though, to stand for Baruch Shemar by Yevarech David and Yishtabach. Why is that? Why do we stand for Baruch Shemar? Let me stand. Why do we stand? So, it's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Lubavitch, he explains, and he's quoting what everyone, starting from the Beis Yosef, quotes, that I'll read it inside because it's very beautiful language. Yesh lomar baruch shemar benigun ubeni'ima. We should say baruch shemar in a song, in with a sweetness. Ki hu shir na'e v'nechmad. It's a beautiful, precious song. V'tiknu anshei knesses agadola. Anshei knesses agadola, the same ones who wrote Shmoneh Esrei, wrote the Baruch Shemar, al yedei igeres, shenofla min hashemayim. There was a note, a letter, that fell from heaven, umitza'u kasuv bo. And they found Baruch Shemar on that note that fell from, so we're talking about like God's actual work. Anshei Knesset Gedolah established it. It came from Shemayim. It came from Shemayim. V'yesh ba pei zayin tevos. There are 87 words in Baruch Shemar. V'simano Rosho Kesem Paz. Rosho Kesem Paz is the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim Parag Hei. Its crown is a crown of, its head is adorned with a crown of gold. Hanechamadim mizav mipaz rav. V'kiblu lo'omer me'umad afilu b'yachad av alpi asod. There's something Kabbalistic. There's some secret. There's something deep to this Baruch Shamar. He doesn't explain what that is. But this deep secret Kabbalah type of thing, we should say standing up. Now, the Bach tries to explain this a little more. And to be honest, I don't really understand it. It's Kabbalah. I called my go-to Kabbalah. You know, you can't Google all these things. So I have my own personal Google, or Moshe C. Weinberg from YU. And he tried to help a little bit. If you look in the Bach in the middle, he says, it's five lines down. The Kasa of Bor Zarua, V'od Kibbal Anshei HaKabbalah, Sheshevach Zet Tzarech L'Omer Me'umad. The Or Zarua and other Bali Kabbalah say that this priest should be said standing. L'Ramoz, to hint, Shehu Keneged Hatzura HaAlyona. It's corresponding to this Tzur HaAlyona, this celestial thing from above. Tichsiv Srafim Omdim Mima'ala. We know that the Malachim are called Omdim. So somehow, when we're saying this Baruch Shemar, it's hinting to the fact that this note came from Shemayim, maybe the Malachim dropped it, and it's our way of connecting with that notion. And again, I don't really fully understand what that means. But what's fascinating is that this makes it into Shulchan Aruch. This is all based on this Kabbalah that this is not found in some Rebbe's Sefer. This is in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is saying the minhag to stand for Baruch Shemar, and this is the only reason to stand for Baruch Shemar. The only reason. It could be that's why the Gra says you don't have to. It's a minhag based on Kabbalah. Why does that become the norm in our davening? That's all I have for standing for Baruch Shemar. Now, Yishtabach is the end of really Psukei Nezimra. Baruch Shemar is the first bracha, and it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. That's where we're going to talk between Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach. Yishtabach is the end. The Shulchan Aruch writes in source 9, if you turn to page 2, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Omer Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach Be'umad. The Shliach Tzibur should say Yishtabach standing up. Now, what does that imply?
To exclude L'malute the Kal?
It sounds like only the Shliach Tzibur. What the Shulchan Aruch already said, right, I have it again in source 11, but we saw in source 4 that the minhag is to stand for Baruch Shemar, Baruch Dov, and Yishtabach. That wasn't referring to the Shliach Tzibur; that was referring to everyone. So why is the Shulchan Aruch here saying the Shliach Tzibur needs to stand? So anyone see a distinction in those two halachas?
Did they have a Shliach Tzibur before Yishtabach in those days?
Why do you have to say? What about everyone else? Does everyone else? Well, I think so. Because I think back then, actually, the Birchas HaShachar, one person was Motzi. Not everyone knew how to read. Not everyone had Siddurim. But even if that wasn't the case, he didn't have to say Omer Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach Me'umad. Everyone has to do it standing. So what does this mean? So the Magen Avraham explains that you know why the Shliach Tzibur has to stand? The Shliach Tzibur has to stand. It's really the Machzor Shekel, because you don't want any hefsek between Yishtabach and Kaddish. And if you're going to have to stand, it's not a long hefsek, it's not a speaking hefsek, but you want there to be no break between the Yishtabach and the Kaddish. The Shliach Tzibur is the only one saying the Kaddish. So the Shliach Tzibur needs to stand for Yishtabach so that he could seamlessly transition to Kaddish. But the rest of the people, they don't have to. They don't have to. The Gra and others explain that the difference in these two languages of Shulchan Aruch is that here it says Omer Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach, which means he has to. But in Source 11, by Baruch Shemar, by Baruch Dov and Yishtabach, it's Nahagu. It's a Minhag. You don't have to. There's a difference between having to and needing to. The Shliach Tzibur absolutely needs to. It's vital for him to stand to avoid the hefsek. But the rest of the congregation doesn't need to, But the minhag is to do so, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that the minhag is to stand for Ishtabach, even though there's really no reason to. And that's probably another reason why the Gra says you don't have to stand for Ishtabach either, because I'm not a Shalit Tzibur.
Isn't there, what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, say Shir Malos between Ishtabach and Kaddish?
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say Shir HaMalos between Ishtabach and Kaddish. That's an excellent point. At somewhere where I was in my life, I don't remember if it was it Queens or was it Pesach? I've lived in so many places. I've been in a place 3 years until they figure me out and then I got to move. Either Queens or Passaic, I have to text people from each shul later, they did the Shir HaMalos after the Kaddish. But I never understood why. Maybe this is for this reason. Has anyone ever seen that? What? Doesn't do. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Shir HaMalos.
Yeah, the whole time. The whole 10 days.
You're saying, according to this. What about Shir HaMalos also? So they don't say it at all. Maybe they didn't say it. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was Or HaChaim in Queens and they just didn't say it at all. Maybe that's what it was. I have to. You're asking about Rakasha. He's saying if we're so concerned about Hefsek, when you don't even do anything, just standing up, which is a second, 2 seconds, we're worried about Hefsek. What about the Shir HaMalos? Unless you'll tell me that it's Tzorech Tfila, because it's a Sarasimei Tshuva, it's part of the Tfila, it's elongated Yishtabach. The Svaras aren't very good Svaras. Excellent question.
Does that mean you say, give an explanation why Rosh Hashanah is in the middle of Sugi Zimmer and Nisach Svar?
I don't know an explanation for that.
You can talk about it maybe until the next year.
There is a lot. It is. It's actually I daven the Nusach Svard Shul in Pesach. I daven the Nusach Ashkenaz in the Shul, but they get to talk a lot longer Shabbos morning.
Yeah. It says Vinagu by Baruch Tavim Yishtabach.
Right.
So how about Becharis Vavris?
Oh, so let's get there. Let's get to Vay Baruch Tavim.
Yeah.
Why do you stand for Vay Baruch Tavim? Okay, Baruch Shem Aaron Yishtabach, even though the Mefarshim don't say this, I could argue that's the bracha. No one says that. But why Vay Baruch David? That seems very, very arbitrary. Very. We'll get there. Yaakov Kamensky has a chiddush. But let's start with the Magen Avraham and the Kaf HaChaim's explanation. The Magen Avraham says you have to stand until Atahu Hashem Elokim, in the middle of. Of course, this is Nusuk Svart. I don't know if it's the same thing. We say, Vavardo Hashem. No, wait, yeah. Atah Hashem Lavadacha, Atah Sidh Shemaim, Shemeshem Chotzahar, Chorshallah, Haimim Chosher, Atam Chai, Kum, Tzvah, Shemaim, Chamish Tachavim, Atahu Hashem HaElokim, Asher Acharta, Be'Avram. The Magen Avraham says, you have to stand until those four words. Atahu Hashem HaElokim. Why? What's special? And that's why we stand. Stand and stand through those four words. The Kafach and the Magen Avraham says, and have Kavana for the Rosh Tevo. So those four words, which are Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. Right? We say Eya, Asher Eya. It's one of the kind of the shameless of Hashem. So the Kafach Chaim explains that word of Shem Hashem. So you have to stand for that word of Shem Hashem.
No one does.
No one does. I think the reason why no one says you have to stand for Vacharis Moibris. Why does everyone stand for Vacharis Moibris? Because you got to stand up for Az Yashir anyways. So wait, you're gonna stand up for a Vayvarach David. How long is Vacharis Moibris? 12 seconds. 15 seconds, and you're going to stand back up for Az Yashir. Sit, stand. It gets annoying. But yeah, if you wanted to sit, I didn't see anyone who says you have to stand for Vakar. It's even a big kasha why we even say Vakar is my verse in the first place. But Vayavarach David, so that's the, for some reason, the name of Aleph Hey Yud Hey requires Amida. Now, why does that require Amida more than Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is a higher level Shem Hashem? I don't know. That's the Kabbalistic pshat, which I don't understand. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a great chiddush. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is actually not very well known, that you have to stand up when someone's doing a mitzvah. understand what someone's doing a mitzvah. That it's based on a mishnah on Bikurim, that when the people brought Bikurim to Yerushalayim, everyone would stand up. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Mefarshim say that's why when the Kvater comes in at a Bris Milah, everyone stands up. I mean, usually people are standing anyways because they're schmoozing, waiting, complaining that the mile is taking so long. But they stand up for the Kvater when they walk in. It's actually, growing up, my father had this Hakpada. He was very strict that when anyone else was saying Kiddush, like whenever we had a company and the person said their own Kiddush, whenever one of the boys were saying their own Kiddush, everyone had to stand up. And it drove us crazy. I didn't understand what, and when I learned this, I called him. I said, now I know why. He's like, that's not why. I just thought it was respectful that you should stand up when someone's saying Kiddush. But that's why. There's a halacha you're supposed to stand up for an Osei Mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Mishneh Berurah quotes in Arizal, to give tztaka in Vayivarech David. When do we give tztaka? The Osher Va'akavon Milfanecha. So actually, in the Archgal Siddur, it says, Ha'arizal, Ha'enoeg Lahafresh, Gimel Prutos, L'tztaka, Kishomar Va'atam Moshe Bakos. I meant to give tztaka, and you'll see sometimes in yeshiva, it's the guys think that's like the most important thing in the world, and they want to disrupt the whole minyan so they can give the tztaka. Just give that, whatever. It's a separate shir for a different place and a different time. But there's a minute to give tztaka. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the guy who's giving tztaka, to stand up for him. So you're not standing up for Vayivarech David. You're standing up for the guys who are giving tztaka, and they happen to be giving tztaka during Vayivarech David. So the minute came to stand. Aye, Shabbos. So I didn't stay when I asked. I guess low plug. That's my guess. You're 6 days a week, you stand up. So seventh day, stand up anyways. But that's his, he actually explains that's why the minug is to stand up at a wedding when the chasen and kala are going down the aisle.
Well, that's new.
Exactly. So everyone I asked about this said this is like in the last 20 years. They said that what? Well, that's because 40 years ago, post the Holocaust, there weren't a lot of grandparents at weddings, probably. I don't know. But yeah, grandparents also. People told me 20, 30, I don't know. People still used to stand up at weddings?
Never.
Now, I mean, everyone stands up. The Kala's nieces walk down and everyone stands up.
They want to see them and take pictures.
Yeah, they want to take pictures.
It was considered a guy
to stand up.
Because that's what they do in the church.
Interesting. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if you want to take a look in source 18, the last two lines, he says, "Umitam ze gam nagu la'amod b'shas ha'chuppah." I don't know if he means the chuppah while they're walking down. Behind the mishum she'achasun ve'akala mekayimim mitzvah. Now I have a big kasha on that minog because while they're going to do the mitzvah, we stand up. But while they're actually doing the mitzvah, we sit down. That doesn't make any sense. Unless you're going to say that when they're going to the mitzvah, it's like an encouragement maybe. I don't know, but that is the minhag. Some people say because chassan is doing lemelach, so you stand up for a melach. I don't know who says that, but this, the grandparents, I think it's because there's a mitzvah deraisa to stand up for someone who's old.
Many kinds of weddings, people are sitting on the side, and someone said to me they do that purposely. Maybe that's the reason. I mean, maybe they don't.
Oh, I thought because they wanted to talk. Okay. Or because they came late.
This is but no, some people aren't told to stand. So I don't know.
You know why that's interesting? Because when I was looking into this whole idea of standing and what I'm going to try to get to it probably next week, what does really standing represent? I said, like, let's say you know your Rebbe or your parent is walking by and you're standing. So should you sit before they come so that you could stand up to the mitzvah? I asked that question to some people in school. 5 minutes later, I get this email from David Goldberg every week with Divrei Torah from Rabbi Yashiv. He had, because of the sixth parsha, Kibud Avim, he had like 3 pages of halachas of Kibud. The first halacha in the email I got 5 minutes later was Rabbi Yashiv saying, if a parent you know is coming and you're standing, sit down so that you could fulfill it. You can't make it up. It was unbelievable. But that, I promise, that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's reason to stand for Yavarech David. The Magen Avraham was more, Kabbalistic Aleph Hey Yud Hey, why is that more important than Yud Keva? I don't know. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky, a very posher level, everyone's giving tzedakah, everyone's supposed to give tzedakah, there's a minute to give tzedakah, stand up in honor of those who are doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. I see in some.
Who does the mitzvah too? If the whole premise is standing up for others to do the mitzvah, and you're doing the mitzvah also.
So
you're basically giving kavod to yourself and you're giving tzedakah, it doesn't make sense.
No, you're not standing up for yourself.
No. What I'm saying is, you're standing for other people to give tzedakah.
Right.
What if you also are giving tzedakah as well?
Okay, so I'll answer the question.
It's like you're standing for yourself as opposed to other people. If the whole teretz is that you're standing for other people, it doesn't make sense.
Why?
It doesn't make sense.
You're going to give tzedakah. You're going to give tzedakah, and so I stand for...
If you're going to say that, then I'm standing up to do the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, not to stand up for other people to give tzedakah. It makes more sense if you say that at that point of davening you have to give tzedakah. So I'm standing because I'm going to give tzedakah.
Who says you have to give tzedakah? Do you have to give tzedakah standing?
You just said.
Do you have to give tzedakah standing?
You don't. But you just said before you're doing a mitzvah like kibbutz avim. You have to stand.
But no, that's not. That's because the mitzvah is to stand for a parent.
It is.
There is a mitzvah to stand for a parent. That's in Shulchan Aruch. Most parents are mochel.
Yeah,
you do that.
I tried.
This is not confessional now, but I'm assuming your parents would think it's weird. I don't know. Every parent is. I don't know. The Bergs came before Mayor, so we didn't get to see. Maybe that's why Mrs. Berg came to test out. So, I hear. Listen, I forgot where I saw this. Someone said, and then everyone's always got to stand, because then if you see me stand firm, I'm doing a mitzvah, and then Ein L'Davar Sof. It's also, I have a hard time believing, I shouldn't say that. The Shulchan Aruch says to stand by Baruch David. That Arizal came after Shulchan Aruch, right? So the Shulchan Aruch, that can't be the pshat. It's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere to give tzedakah during Baruch David. It's a minhag of Arizal. It originated on the Arizal to say that's why the Shulchan Aruch said stand for Baruch David. Or he's just saying that's how the minhag developed.
Well, you spoke about standing for a mitzvah, and I asked you earlier before we started, Sfardim sit specifically when you put on tefillin.
Yeah, Sfardim also sit for Kaddish. We're going to, 1 week, we'll get...
But the mitzvah.
Right, but who says you have to stand?
You're
supposed to stand for Birchas HaMitzvah. That's a whole nother topic. Now, that's by Baruch David. Let's skip Mizmor Soda and Azashir now, and let's do Ashrei. And maybe Mizmor Soda and Azashir L'Chadori. I want to end in 2 minutes. Maybe we'll in a couple weeks we'll meet up again. What about Ashrei? Is there an Indian to sit specifically for Ashrei?
Sit
specifically. Yeah. You've heard that?
Yeah, Ashrei Yoshve.
Ashrei Yoshve. Yoshve means sit, or it means dwell. Yoshev means.
So I'm dwelling in my seat.
Right. So you're not crazy. There are those who say, because the Gemara in Source 22. The Gemara says, it's a well-known Gemara, Chassidim Harishonim Hayushon Sha'achas. The early Chassidim would wait an hour before davening. They would come to shul, they would contemplate, they would meditate for an hour. The Gemara actually says, they also did that an hour after davening, and they davened for an hour. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's 9 hours a day, you got to sleep a little bit, you got to learn how they learn and how they make money. So Gemara says, since they're a Hasidim, their malacha was misbarachas and their Torah was miskayemas. What I always found fascinating about that Gemara is that they davened an hour, the same hour, for Shachar's Mincha Marv. So how did Marv take the same hour as Shachar's? I don't know. I guess that, whatever. So the Gemara says, what's the source that you should sit, meditate, or do whatever they did an hour before davening? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, Amar Shimon Levi, Amar Kra, Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha. So what? Rashi says, Vahadar Yehalucha, Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, Od Yehalucha. So first you're Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, and then you're Yehalucha. So Yoshrei Vesecha, so you should sit for Ashrei. I don't know. I always thought that pasuk didn't mean actually sit. It meant fortunate are those who dwell. I don't know how our scroll translated, but
it's dwell.
And next, Yoshe doesn't always mean means to sit. You know, Rav Soloveitchik had a hakpada to specifically sit for Asrei of Mincha. Rabbi Sauer told me that Rabbi Drucker specifically sits Asrei for Mincha, as does Rabbi Brudny in Agudah. Now, I don't know why they do. It's brought down, Rav Shechter Sefer Nefesh HaRav brings down over here in Source 25, based on a Rambam. We'll go to Source 24. The Rambam writes, and you can really learn a Rambam, not just read a Rambam. B'mincha omer shliach tzibur Asrei yoshev v'secha. At Mincha, the shliach tzibur says Asrei. Tehillah David. Korehu veha'am miyushav. He and the nation and the congregation read it seated. The omed shliach tzibur v'omer kaddish v'heim om v'machra v'onin kidarkan. The shliach tzibur gets up and says kaddish, and everyone else stands up with him. So it sounds from the Rambam, Seder of Soloveitchik, that you should sit for Asrei. It says korehu v'ha'am miyushav. Doesn't sound like they could sit. They could say it while they're sitting. They should sit. They read it while they're seated. He doesn't explain why, but he learns from this Rambam that you should specifically sit for Asrei. Now, why Mincha more than Shacharis? He doesn't.
How about the second Asrei, the Asrei at the end of Shacharis?
Right. Well, even the Asrei and regular Shacharis.
Yeah, the two Asrei, really, I think, are two different things. The first Asrei is at least this is what our article is saying here.
The first Asrei you do, so you should enter into Shmona Esrei. We talk Simcha Shel Mitzvah. They're very
up. Poseach
Es Yadecha. Right. But it's from Rav Soloveitchik and this Rambam. It's just Mincha. Specifically sit for Mincha. Why Mincha? I don't know. Why? Maybe because it's right before Shmona Esrei, but Shacharis Asrei, I don't know. And it sounds from here that the Shliach Tzibur should specifically sit also, which I never in my life saw. I don't even think Rav Soloveitchik would have suggested that. So I'm not sure, but that's where the Minog comes for those to specifically sit in Asrei. In the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, in Source 26, which is a huge Sefer on Tefillah, he quotes those who say you should stand for Asrei, because standing is ma'orer their kavana. Standing awakens the kavana. Standing helps a person have kavana. So Asrei is a tremendous tefillah. The Gemara says anyone who says Asrei three times a day is muftach lo shuv ben olam haba, is guaranteed it merits the world to come. So we want to make sure we have proper kavana. So there are those who say you should stand for Asrei. And that's Baruch Shem our Asrei by Baruch David and Yishtabach. The one thought I'll ask you to consider until we meet again, and I don't have a approach yet, is standing, there's something about standing which is shows a kavod. Right? The pasuk says, mipnei seva takum, when an older person, when a Talmud Chacham, when a Sefer Torah walk by, someone who's doing a mitzvah, we stand. Is there something about standing, or is it just doing an action to show that you're acknowledging, meaning most people sit, so by standing you're acknowledging the chashivas of the person or of the Torah? Or is there something unique about standing? You know, it's called the Amida. Where'd that come from? Is Shmona Esrei called the Amida because you stand? Or is there something about what Amida represents? We say, Du'u da lifnei mi ata omid. Why omid? Why is that vision, you know, we talk about standing in the presence of God? I don't know where that phrase originated. But is there something, why can't we sing in the presence of God? What is it about standing, and as we go through, there'll be a lot more that we stand for. What is it about, is there something unique and special about standing? Or is it just going out of your way to make an action to show that kavod? And I think we'll pick up again in 2 weeks. I might have a school commitment, but I'll let everyone know in the next couple of days. In Mirtz Hashem. Thank you again to the Bergs. Everyone should have a good Shabbos. And please take more food and take it home to your children.
Meyer, do you have 10 guys?